Thank you, Christine. I'm here at the Blockhouse for another Lotus Live session. We've got Kardemimmit here all the way from Finland, and they will be performing at Lotus Festival tonight at the First Presbyterian Church and on Saturday at 7:15 at the First United Methodist Church. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll go ahead with your first song. That was Kardemimmit live on WFHB. They will again be performing tonight at Lotus Festival at 9 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church, and they will be performing on Saturday as well at 7:15 at the First United Methodist Church. Thank you again for coming and for that song. Tell us a little bit about the first song that you've played for us today.
Thank you. The first song was called Origin of Fire, Tuli Kipuna in Finnish. And it told the story of the origin, the birth of fire. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right, and let's go around and just introduce yourselves. Who do we have today?
So my name is Jutta Raamel.
And my name is Maija Pokela.
I am Anna Vegelius.
And I'm Leeni Vegelius.
Wonderful. And you've all got your canteles here. And that's something that is... You see the kantele a lot in Finnish music, but we don't really get it very much in the United States. So can you tell us a little bit about the kantele and the significance of that?
Well, it's the national instrument of Finland, but still many Finnish people don't know about it. It's quite marginal still. So it's not that known even in Finland. Some people don't even recognize it when we have a gig in Finland. So it's kind of funny, but that's how it is. But it, in here, it's very exotic and yes.
Definitely, definitely. And how did the group come together? You guys have been together for a little while now.
Yeah, we've been together for about 16 years now. So we used to play in the same musical institute, kind of a musical school, but we didn't go to school together, only to this hobby. And we have the same teacher. So she decided that we would make a nice band, and that's how we ended up together, and here we are still.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
That's good. That's always good. Right, and you were here back before a couple of years ago for Lotus Festival in 2013. Yes. Great, and hopefully the fact that you're back now means you had a good experience.
Then. Yeah, sure. This is one of our favorite festivals. It's just great.
Good. That's always good to hear. Wonderful. All right, and tell us a little bit about the songs themselves. Was that last song a traditional song?
Actually, it was made by Maija here. The lyrics, we usually make our own music, but we use quite a lot the traditional texts, lyrics. And yeah, and this was also like that.
All right, wonderful. Let's go ahead and move on to the next song. Again, we're here with Kardi Mimit, and they are going to be performing tonight at 9 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church for Lotus Festival. So what will you be playing for us next?
This is called Other Star, and it's about a girl who is thinking that why is the other star brighter than the other, or one star brighter than the other, and why is the new love better than the old one? This is traditional lyrics, and me, Leni, I have made the composition.
Mitä hän varten se toinen tähti on toistansa kirkkaampi? Mitä hän varten se toinen tähti on toistansa kirkkaampi? Mitä hän varten se toinen poika on toistansa rakkaampi? Mitä hän varten se toinen poika on toistansa rakkaampi? Toistansa rakkaampi. Enkä mä luulu surun tuulevan tästä meidän ilostamme. Enkä mä luulu surun tuulevan tästä meidän ilostamme. Kauas kun meidät irroitettu on toinen toisestamme. Kauas kun meidät irroitettu on toinen toisestamme. Thank you.
You're listening to Kardemi Meet Live on WFHB. Again, they'll be performing tonight at 9 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church for Lotus Festival, and they will also be performing on Saturday at 7:15 at the First United Methodist Church. So you said that song was a traditional song all the way through?
No, only lyrics are, yet again. So
right. Okay, and so how does that arrangement process work?
Well, we have always kind of arranged everything together because we are actually not very good in writing music down. So usually one of us brings a song they have composed to our rehearsal, and then we will work it out together.
Right, wonderful. And I think you have a new album that came out pretty recently. Tell us a little bit about that album.
Yes, so that is called Onni, Happiness, and it just came out this May. We used some crowdfunding to get it done, and that's quite a new thing in Finland still. So we were glad it worked out well, and yeah, it's a new album, a very good one.
Great. And it will be available at Lotus Festival?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay, great. And are your other albums here as well?
Yeah, there are. I think all of our albums are here. We have four altogether. The first one is 2006, and now the latest one, 2015.
All right, wonderful. So we can get those at the Lotus Festival. Again, Kardemi will be performing today and tomorrow there. And where online can our listeners hear more about your upcoming projects?
Well, we have a Facebook page, and we have a Twitter, and all kinds of social media, and also, of course, a web page. And you can have our CDs digitally from CD Baby, and some from iTunes. Not the latest one yet. I don't know why.
All right. So we can get them pretty much everywhere.
Sure.
Excellent. All right. Well, let's see. I think we've got time for one more song today on the session. So tell us about this last song we'll be hearing today.
It's Jutta's song, and it's also traditional text, but otherwise it's made by Jutta. And it's called I Wish My Darling Came to Me, Kun Mun Kultani Tulisi. And it tells about how lovely my darling is, and even though he would have a snake in his hand, I would love him.
Oh,
That was Kardimimi live on WFHB. Again, they'll be at Lotus today at 9 p.m., First Presbyterian Church, and they will be at the First United Methodist Church on Saturday at 7:15. Thank you all so much for coming. I've got goosebumps from that last song.
Thanks. So, thank you.
Wonderful performance. And thank you to Area 51 for the backline equipment. Big thanks to the Blockhouse staff, to our volunteer Lotus Live crew, executive producer Jim Mannion. Our next Lotus Live session will be at 3 with Jamie Stone's Lomax Project, and we'll turn it back over to Christine.